Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Staff. This year we'll be talking Daf less than a day, a few minutes away. We are on Sukkah 29, looking at the Mishnah, the end of 29b, where it talks about that a stolen lulav or a dry one is invalid, one from an Asherah tree, an idol worshipping kind of a tree, or a subverted city is not possible to be used also, or a city full of idol worshippers, if its top was clipped off or its leaves were torn, it's not valid. If it was separated, the leaves, it's valid. Rav Yehuda says one should tie it together at the top, and the palms of the Iron Mountain are valid. But the key point, the key phrase to focus in on is the idea of the stolen lulav being that of invalid. Many times in life, often in life, we see that people get ripped off from their ideas or from their inventions, of course. That's the idea of plagiarism, how it's not okay to take things from someone else. But even beyond plagiarism, the idea of thinking, don't try to make off with someone's mitzvah as if it's your own. Don't try to steal a mitzvah. Yeah, it's nice to jump onto a mitzvah band train. It's even nicer to make your own mitzvah band train, to make your own mitzvah situation instead of lapping onto someone else's and trying to steal someone else's mitzvah. Also, don't take credit for something that wasn't really yours. If you are delivering food and your wife made it, give credit to your wife. If you are involved in planning something and really your wife does all the work, give the credit to the wife. Don't steal mitzvahs, don't steal credit, and don't steal sources. If you're saying something and it's not your original idea, definitely give credit to who it comes from. That's plagiarism otherwise. But there's plagiarism not just in thought, in speech, and in words, but there's also plagiarism in action, plagiarism in mitzvahs. Make sure to make things your own. Just as you can't steal a lulav and use it for someone else, you can't do a mitzvah haba be'avera, so to actions and mitzvahs that come with Avira, don't do those as well. Don't steal them from someone else. Don't do a mitzvah that comes about from stealing it from someone else, from an Avira. Make sure it is your own and it is played off as your own if it really is from you. Otherwise, give credit where credit is due always. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 30 here on the TTD.